Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. ICE Out of Minnesota, A Day of Truth and Freedom, is a statewide movement this Friday to protest ICE operations in Minnesota and urge federal agents to leave the state. A large march and rally is planned in Minneapolis. Natasha Doctor is with the Minnesota Federation of Teachers.
Right now, labor unions must stand together in a network of solidarity to demand that ICE leave Minnesota and stop inflicting this public safety hazard on our community. Our collective resolve and action that Minnesota is a place of hope and joy where immigrants are welcome will be what defends us in this moment.
Minnesotans are encouraged to avoid work, school, and shopping Friday as a unified pause to show solidarity and economic power. The Department of Homeland Security is appealing a federal judge's order restricting ICE agents in Minnesota from retaliating against peaceful protesters. The injunction blocks immigration officers from using pepper spray and other munitions on peaceful demonstrators and observers. It also bars them from stopping vehicles that are following at a safe distance. DOJ officials argue the injunction hinders their ability to enforce the law and protect officers. It's been chilly in Minnesota for a few days, but the coldest air of the season arrives late Thursday. National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Dunleavy says Friday is going to be frigid.
Our forecasted highs, this is not the wind chill, this is only our high temperatures. A very warm and tropical minus 10 degrees across the metro, even colder for our neighbors up in northwestern Minnesota. Again, this is a high temperature of only minus 20 degrees.
And St. Louis County authorities say a body's been found at the scene of a structure fire north of Duluth. Investigators located the remains believed to be a 76-year-old Duluth man around 8 o'clock last night. State officials say Minnesotans can stay safer on the roads by keeping a winter survival kit in their vehicle. Homeland Security and Emergency Management Deputy Director Kevin Reed says should include supplies you'll need if you get stranded in cold temperatures for an extended period of time.
Something to keep you warm, a bottle of water, a bright colored bandana, or something to put on your window to have people notice as you go. You know, most cars don't have antennas anymore, or they're very short, so something you can tuck in your window as you roll it up.
Other items to put in your kit include candles, a cell phone charger, and a whistle. And the Minnesota Wild skated past the Maple Leafs 6-3 last night in Toronto. Marcus Foligno had his first career hat trick. Vladimir Tarasenko scored twice, and Ryan Hartman also lit the lamp. Minnesota snapped Toronto's 7-game home win streak. The Wild wrap up their road trip tonight in Montreal. This is MNN.